Amen. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, guys. But everyone's glad to be able to sit down for a few minutes, actually, aren't they? It's quite nice. Okay, turn to the person next to you and give the year you've just had a score from 1 to 10 and tell them why. 1 being, oh, it was awful, and 10 being, it was amazing. Okay, just take a few minutes. Score your year 1 to 10. Okay, let's draw back. Let's draw back. Okay, I wonder what score you... How many people went 6-7? That's one for the kids. Yeah, very British. We go sort of in the middle. Not too bad, not too good. I wonder what criteria you used to get your score, but I would imagine one is how well you got on with other people. Like how good your relationships were probably had a big effect on your view of the year. You see, I think what we want above everything else is to know that we are not on our own. To know that someone is with us, that we're known and wanted, and our experiences are greater because they are shared. As a church, we put on carol services like this one every year. It's a great thing. People look forward to it. And we do so because of something that is worth celebrating year after year, good times and bad. And in a way, what we're celebrating is the fact that we are not alone. And here's why. Here's a bit of the Old Testament. Many stories in the Old Testament or passages in the Old Testament that looks ahead to the birth of Jesus. Now, this is from a big book called Isaiah, and it was spoken to a whole nation that was in the middle of a very stressful time when this was said, okay? And one verse of many, Isaiah says this, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel." Now, it sounds a bit mad. Of course, virgins don't conceive, do they? And Isaiah is saying, relax, it's okay, one day there's going to be this baby, this miracle baby. And it was important that the baby had a virgin mother, not because sex is bad, that's not the reason, but because it marks the baby out as different. He's not part of the fear and loneliness that drags down humanity. He's something new. He's outside it. And this was a bombshell of an announcement to anybody who heard it. They would have thought this was as weird as we do. You don't go, oh, well, they're ancient, so they thought this was normal. No, they didn't. They thought this was as weird as we do. But then there's something else. This baby will be called, he will be described as Emmanuel. And that word meant God with us. The baby was going to be God with us. And the people who lived at the time of Isaiah pretty much all believed in God, but they absolutely did not believe that God could be with us. Like he was up there and we were down here. And Isaiah would have known full well what he was saying. This was news so big, so earth-shattering, that even the political and military problems of the time somehow seemed smaller and more manageable right away. God would one day show up in our world. About 800 years after Isaiah said this, Jesus was born. Right from that moment, he went about fulfilling every one of the many promises that were made about him back in the Old Testament. He did the miraculous. He taught like a genius. He stood up to oppressive powers. He changed the course of civilization as we know it. He did all the big stuff, all the impressive stuff. Most famous person who's ever lived. Impressive, right? But Isaiah's message, his summary of what this baby would be all about is in that little line. This is God with us. And in the middle of all of our very valid questions about virgin births and miracles and the reality of God, it's easy to miss that this was the point. God wanted to be with us. God wanted to be with you. Now, we live in a time where we are swamped with ideas about how to live and what to think, and many of those ideas are challenged to breaking point by what happens in the world every day. A lot of things that sound good on paper don't work so well when you look at the news or you're left with your own thoughts and the reality of daily life. But God wanted to be with you. And so he came as a baby, and then he grew up, and he was crucified, and the biggest miracle of all, he came back to life. Every one of the people close to him and many more besides knew it was true. They saw him. And here's the thing. It wasn't just a fact that they believed. It was a life changer. They went and gave up their own lives getting the message out. They literally died for talking about him. Do that. Only because they knew that if Jesus really was God with us, then despite everything that goes on, wars, racial tensions, political fallout and so on, even in the face of their own execution, the most important news there is for humanity when all is said and done is something amazingly good. At the end of the tunnel of life, there is not isolation and loneliness. God was so loving, he has done everything possible to be with us even now, even in the greatest darkness that we might face in our lives. And so this Christmas, I hope you have a great time with incredible points of connection with this sort of strange and yet joyous message. God came into our world. He died and rose again, and he did it so he could have a relationship with each of us here and now. He's with us. The only question is if you'd like that too. And so for everybody at Maybridge, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and enjoy that wonderful good news. He is with us. Back to you guys.